Did you hear the news? The Archbishop of Kansas City has warned priests that they could be offering Mass with invalid matter, and that they should ensure their altar wine is free from additives and especially vented for sacramental use. The Archbishop wrote to priests May 31st to warn that they had recently learned of parishes using wine that would invalidate their attempts to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now, this had been going on for years, even decades. Let me ask you a question. Do you think this problem was isolated to that diocese? I highly doubt it. And this was one of the issues Archbishop Lefebvre brought up in his letter to confuse Catholics to justify his actions, the use of improper matter that invalidates the Mass. Ironically, this same diocese, the Archdiocese of Kansas City, is the same diocese that recently officially stated that the SSPX are not in schism and that it is not a sin to attend an SSPX Mass, and doing so does in fact fulfill the Sunday obligation to attend Mass. Remember this? Nearly 800 Michiganders' baptisms were deemed invalid after the Archdiocese of Detroit discovered a deacon used one wrong word while conducting them. Instead of saying, "I baptize," Reverend Mark Springer, now retired, used the phrase, "We baptize," during baptisms at St. Anastasia Roman Catholic Church in Troy, Michigan, from 1986 to 1989, the Associated Press reported. That was from the Kansas City Star. So a deacon changed one word and hundreds of people had to be rebaptized. Was this an isolated incident? Probably not. Who knows how many masses, baptisms, confessions, even marriages were invalid because of the carelessness of these goofball Novus Ordo priests. And of course, there are good Novus Ordo bishops and priests who do everything properly. The problem is you don't really know. This stuff went on for years before anyone caught it, and this is just what we know of. Remember when they changed the words of consecration from "for us and for all" to "for us and for many"? Well, that's because "and for all" might invalidate the Mass. It's not clear. Some theologians say yes and some say no, but everyone agrees "and for many" does not invalidate the Mass, and it is the proper translation of the Latin. So if it's true that "and for all" invalidates the Mass, that means every Mass in the Novus Ordo until it was changed was invalid, at least in English. I don't know about the other translations. However, my understanding is they plan to change it back to "and for all." Isn't that interesting? Just a few weeks ago at my Novus Ordo parish, and by the way, I typically go to the SSPX Latin Mass in the morning on Sundays and then go with my family to the 11:15 Novus Ordo Mass because, as my wife puts it, not everyone is on board. And we're talking about grandchildren, so I don't really have the right to force the issue. At any rate, the priest was consecrating new, quote, Eucharistic ministers, and he said that one of their duties was to bring viaticum to the dying. That's the Eucharist. Well, if the Eucharistic minister is bringing the dying person viaticum, that means a priest isn't, right? That's horrifying, because the dying person has the right to receive last rites at the moment of death, if possible, which only a priest can give. A Mass and other sacraments said in a Novus Ordo parish by a Novus Ordo priest has a better than should be tolerated chance of being invalid, including their Latin Mass, because all those issues are present, except for the "and for all" issue. It's the same priest using the same matter. Do you think they're using different bread and wine for the Latin Mass than they use for the Novus Ordo? So if you think you're insulated from this because you go to the diocesan Latin Mass, that you found the perfect balance between being obedient while avoiding liturgical abuses, like I used to think again. In case you haven't noticed, the Vatican is coming after your Latin Mass. Look, I've been attending the Latin Mass semi-regularly for 3 years, most of which was done through the diocesan-approved Extraordinary Form Mass. However, in the last year or so, I've been attending the Latin Mass regularly at the SSPX, honestly because it's more convenient. Since then, I've noticed a few problems with the diocesan Latin Mass. First of all, it's a Novus Ordo priest who has been given the task of doing the Latin Mass, so there's a learning curve. And with this new priest in my diocese doing the Latin Mass, I had serious doubts in the beginning that it was being done right, which wasn't his fault, he was just thrown into it. He's doing a lot better, and I don't have those concerns now. But what happens when he gets reassigned? They'll have to start all over again. The SSPX priests are formed in the Latin Mass, so you know it's being done properly. And you don't have to worry about there being a priest available to do the Latin Mass. The SSPX has plenty of priests. What's going to happen when this priest is gone is a real concern with the diocesan Latin Mass, especially now. Case in point, I went to the diocesan Latin Mass this past Sunday just because I hadn't been for a while, and at the priest's homily, he announced that he was going to be out of town for the next 3 weeks and couldn't find a fill-in, so no Latin Mass for the next 3 weeks. Okay, so what are these people supposed to do for the next 3 weeks? Obviously, they will be expected to go to the Novus Ordo. Well, if they wanted to go to the Novus Ordo, they wouldn't drive 20, 30, 40 miles to go to the Sunday afternoon Latin Mass. They would just go to the Novus Ordo Mass in a convenient time and place. But for the Feast of Corpus Christi, a major feast day, they have no Latin Mass. But it's not just that. It's also Christmas, Easter, the Triduum, and other holy days of obligation not on Sunday. Are there Latin Mass services for those? Not in my diocese. The Novus Ordo priest that does the Latin Mass is too busy with the extra Novus Ordo Masses. Which brings me to the next problem with the diocesan Latin Mass. The Novus Ordo takes precedence. The diocese doesn't care about the Latin Mass. I know there are good bishops that invoked canon law when Rome issued Traditionis Custodis. My bishop was one of them, and kudos to them for that. But when it becomes the slightest bit inconvenient, it's, well, I guess we can't do it this week. We've got too much other stuff to do. In my city, at least, the SSPX has Mass every Saturday evening at 5, every Sunday at 9:30, and 7 p.m. on holy days of obligation. And if the regular priest is not available, they send a substitute. Now, this last Sunday at the diocesan Latin Mass, while distributing communion, the priest ran out of hosts consecrated at the Mass. So he went and got more hosts out of the tabernacle, which, of course, would have been consecrated in the Novus Ordo. Now, that wouldn't bother me, but it would bother some people. And this does bring up the issue of validity, not just of the host consecrated at the Novus Ordo, but the host consecrated at the Latin Mass, as again this issue in the Archdiocese of Kansas City brings to light. The more I look at things, the more I see Archbishop Lefebvre was right. There's a serious crisis in the church. And it seems, for me anyway, the only real refuge is the SSPX. They're not going to be using suspect matter that invalidates the Mass. I feel confident their Masses are always valid. I can't say that about the Novus Ordo anymore, and that includes the Novus Ordo Latin Mass. Now, if you're going to FSSP or ICK or some other community dedicated to the Latin Mass, you're probably okay. I want to be clear, when I say the Novus Ordo Latin Mass, I'm talking about the diocesan Latin Mass, and I know I'm comparing everything to the SSPX, but that's just because that's what I have available to me. But I think it's time we send a message to the church that we're not going to tolerate it anymore. They need to get their act together. And I realize some people don't have the choices that I have and only have Novus Ordo or the Novus Ordo Latin Mass. And if you have to be at the Novus Ordo Mass, then you're going to have to do some research about what can invalidate a Mass. Go inspect the wine and bring it to Father's attention if it's wrong, because obviously he doesn't care enough. You'll have to be the guy who shuffles to the communion line that the priest is doing to avoid the extraordinary female Eucharistic minister, then make a spectacle of yourself holding up the line as you get on your knees and stick out your tongue, much to Father's visible dismay, and everyone saying to themselves, "Oh, good grief." You'll have to be the trad everyone hates. Now, at the Novus Ordo Latin Mass, you're not going to seem crazy making sure the Mass is valid. But you will need to do that because, like I said, these are Novus Ordo priests, and some of them don't care as much as you do. Until my next video, God bless.